Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Strolling around the farmer's market the other day, I was taken by the surprising variety of potatoes available. It seems that there is some sort of heirloom action going on in Spudsville, and Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, that's really good news. There's a lot out there.
Well, you know, they have identified over 4,000 varieties of potatoes around the world. Commercially, we only grow about 100 of them, but still, 100 different potatoes is a lot.
So how can we divide the potato world, basically?
It's pretty simple. We talk about the potatoes either being high starch or low starch. Mm-hmm. High starch potatoes are the ones we're very common with, russets, Idahos, mm-hmm. Those larger potatoes.
And they are good for mashing and stuff like that.
Yeah, they have a grainy texture, and anytime you want things fluffy, they also deep fry well. That's the potato chip, the potato, the French fry and the potato chip potato. Those are good. The low starch ones, things like the red potatoes and the Yukon gold potatoes, those are better for things that are going to be either long cooking, like mm-hmm. stews, because they hold their shape, or delicate things like potato salads, because they're easy to cook and they have a creamier texture rather than that sort of mealy texture that you get from high starch.
Let me just run down what I've been able to find.
Okay.
Start with the small white creamers, which I just love. And a couple of varieties you're going to find are Norchip and La Mocha.
Right.
And these have very thin skins. And
super thin skin.
So delicate.
Creamy, creamy texture. Very delicate.
That's all you got to do.
Right. Exactly.
Just boil them and mash them with some butter.
Right.
Very closely related are the Yukon Golds. They had that very thin skin, mm-hmm. but that beautiful yellow flesh.
It's had very vibrant yellow flesh. And I really love that look. And I think they're great in potato salads because of that color.
Yeah.
They really add something exciting, especially if you're putting different green, herbs or things in your potato salad. That yellow and green look is really pretty.
Now, something that you introduced me to years ago was the fingerling potato.
Sure. These are a waxy potato, and they're very good for a variety of different things. And there's a ton of different varieties out there. But they're fun to use. I actually have made baby potato chips out of them. They're fun. But they're also good for roasting and grilling.
Right. Now, the red rounds have been with us for a long time. A very common variety in this area is red Pontiac, along with red Ruby.
Yep.
And these are really, really good potatoes, not that far off from the common white potato.
Right. Very waxy, very low in starch. So again, things like potato salad are perfect for.
Now, with the russets, you're getting into a thicker skin potato.
Yep.
And there's one called Gold Rush, which is a very smooth skin, but it's still thicker.
Yeah.
With a white flesh in it, it's great for baking.
Yes. And again, that's got that grainy texture and very high starch. And it really good for mashed potatoes, too. Love to use that for mashed potatoes.
Now, what we are also seeing are purple potatoes, which is, it's mind-blowing.
Yeah, and the purple potato is interesting because it's kind of in between. It's fine. It's medium starch.
Right.
I don't think it's great for French fries, but it's great for mashing and also great for roasting in salads and things like that.
Well, speaking of roasting, here's an idea for the grill. You can get about three or four of these contrasting colored potatoes and grill them on some tin foil with some I like to use a little bratwurst in a cut up and just, bratwurst onion and just cut the whole thing up and you have a really wonderful dish. And don't forget, even though it's summer, we can still make a really nice potato, corn, and Virginia ham soup.
Sure.
A chowder. And that can be really delicious. So lots of ideas. We're going to put them all on the website.
Perfect.
WYPR.org. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.